Now to Colombia, where a high-level former guerrilla commander is calling on Marxist FARC rebels to return to war. This call comes 3 years after a peace treaty ended a half century of fighting. Reporter John Otis has more.
Under the treaty, more than 7,000 rebels disarmed, while the FARC formed a political party. The Colombian government promised to protect former guerrillas and to develop the impoverished countryside that gave rise to the FARC in the 1960s. The treaty garnered a Nobel Peace Prize for Juan Manuel Santos, the former Colombian president who signed it.
La guerra que causó tanto sufrimiento y angustia.
In his Nobel acceptance speech, Santos declared, "The war that has caused so much suffering and agony has ended." But Colombia's current president, Iván Duque, is a strident critic of the peace accords. He complains that FARC commanders, who were supposed to confess their war crimes and pay damages to their victims, have refused. Nearly 2,000 FARC dissidents have returned to the jungle to smuggle cocaine. For its part, the FARC claims that the government is ignoring its treaty obligations. Rural development has stalled. Hundreds of social leaders and some ex-guerrillas have been killed. All this prompted Iván Márquez, a former rebel commander who helped negotiate the treaty, to throw in the towel. In this YouTube video, a gun-toting Márquez declares, "The armed struggle continues because the government has betrayed the peace accords." Still, it's unclear how many former rebels will answer his call. Rodrigo Londoño, the top FARC leader who heads the group's political party, tweeted Thursday that most ex-guerrillas remain committed to the peace process. For NPR News, I'm John Otis in Bogota, Colombia.